I am Steve Troxler, that's T-R-O-X-L-E-R, and I am the Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of North Carolina.
And you guys got hit by another weather disaster on the eastern part of North Carolina. Give us an update on what's happening with farms and livestock production. What are the damages?
Well, you know, we're still assessing damages, but we know that we had a lot of sweet potatoes, a lot of peanuts, cotton, and beans in the field. And this is the area that is 71% of the cash receipts that we have in agriculture in North Carolina. So I flew it. I came back and said it's catastrophic, and it's going to take a long time to recover. The good news is our livestock operations fared better than expected. We did not have a hog lagoon anywhere in the affected area that was breached. We did lose some, I think, chicken. We lost about 1.8 million chickens and turkeys and maybe about 3,000 hogs. But considering the number of hogs and chickens we have in North Carolina, this is very, very light. And the good news is we've handled all of the mortality in the most environmentally friendly way that can be done.
Well, you talked about lessons learned, number one, from Hurricane Floyd.
Well, you know, we learned from Hurricane Floyd that we had some hog operations that were in floodplains that shouldn't have been built. We had a buyout after that, and I think it was about $18 million, and eliminated some of the hog lagoons that were in floodplains. So when I flew, in many cases, the hog houses and the lagoon would be the only thing on the farm that wasn't underwater. So we learned a lot of lessons, and the hog industry responded very well before by lowering lagoon levels under permit. So that part of it was very, very good.
You also said you learned from the avian influenza outbreak in the Midwest.
After the avian influenza outbreak, we tried to get as prepared as we could possibly get in North Carolina because we grow about 875 million chickens and turkeys in North Carolina. So that preparation, especially on mortality, how to handle mortality, was, I think, a big part of the way we were able to handle it. We learned that in-house composting works very well. And it is the most environmentally friendly way to handle mortality. So in this instance, we either landfilled them or we in-house composted the mortality, and 30 days from now, you know, it'll all be gone.
You mentioned at the end about insurance and how farmers are going to recover from this disaster.
Well, you know, the problem right now is many areas of eastern North Carolina were hit last year with floods and wet conditions and had disasters of their own last year. So this is 2 years in a row. So, you know, insurance is not designed to insure fully. It's not the way it goes. In a lot of cases, that, you know, that's going to be about maybe 65% insurance. So if that's what happened last year and then it happens again this year, there's no profit out there at all in 2 years, and it's going to put financial distress on a lot of different farming operations.
You mentioned North Carolina has a rainy day fund. Will that help?
We do. In the past, North Carolina's legislature and governors have responded to disasters like this with programs of our own. We do have $1.6 billion in the rainy day fund that at least a portion of it can be used to assist not only agriculture, but other areas that were very adversely affected. And people sometimes don't think of the full extent of something like this, but one of our responsibilities in the department is food safety. And so when all these grocery stores are inundated with water, then, you know, we have to go out and make sure that the products are properly disposed of and then sanitized and then restocked. So there's a lag period even in the food supply because not of the production of the crops or the manufacturing, but just the retailing. So all of that comes into play when you have a disaster like this.
On the federal level, should more be done in the next farm bill to help farmers who go through these catastrophic natural disasters?
Well, we've either got to have an insurance program that is maybe more responsive to disasters like this. And there is a difference in, too wet and floods. We see lapses in agricultural insurance on infrastructure particularly. And from other experiences, we saw that a catastrophic event like this, a farmer may think that he's fully insured, his tractors and equipment, but there's a rider somewhere that says there's a limit on one event. We saw in some tornadoes that a farmer had everything he had insured, but there was a $1 million cap on per event. So the insurance company wrote the check for $1 million. There was another million or million and a half outstanding that was his loss. So poultry insurance is something that I have been pushing at the national level. There's a study now coming out of the Farm Bill about insurance on poultry. And I think that's a must that we do that, insurance for, you know, livestock.
Anything else you'd like to say? You're a tobacco farmer.
I am. I have been a tobacco farmer all my life, but also produce, soybeans, and tobacco remains a big crop in North Carolina, and it's our top export crop and the top crop that grows out of the ground value-wise in North Carolina. So we still got that heritage and that tradition.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.